It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Twins got beat by the Cardinals 5-1 earlier today. They'll try tomorrow in rainy St. Louis. Our coverage begins at noon with Inside Twins. Right now we're going to talk Timberwolves. They are idle. They'll play the Pistons tomorrow night at Target Center, 6 o'clock start, coming off a Friday night win over the Suns, 124-109. And they're still kind of on the brink. Right now at the moment, 8th. In the NBA's Western Conference. That would be the play-in tournament. But only a half game behind number 6, the LA Clippers, and the Timberwolves have just 8 games to go in the regular season. Kevin Lynch joins us from FanDuel Sports Network. And Kev, always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing okay, Steve. It's always good to hear your voice, my friend. It always takes me back to our time that we spent up in Alaska in Anchorage, eating crab legs and going to movies. It was great.
Well, and the thing about that, Kevin and I were doing road games for a couple of years, Golden Gopher men's basketball. Dave Lee was doing the home games. It was really an unusual arrangement, but it was a lot of fun. And I think I ate halibut most of my meals up there. And if not, you're right, crab legs. I mean, we definitely did the seafood. Even on Thanksgiving, it's like, I want some halibut. I don't care about turkey. I can get that at home.
I know, man. It's like my whole life I've been eating turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy. I can change it up one Thanksgiving. I'm okay with that. Yeah, king crab legs. I mean, I remember when we were up there, it's like, all right, it's like I want some king crab. When you're in Alaska, you got to do what the locals do, and there you go.
Yeah, it was amazing. That fresh-caught seafood, hard to beat that whenever you get to travel to any of the coasts, for sure. Kev, the Timberwolves, it's really been a roller coaster ride. You know, early on we were saying, well, you know, there's new guys. You got Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo coming over. Cat's gone. It's going to take a while. And it just seems as though sometimes they play really well. They blew out the Suns on Friday night. But then, you know, earlier in the week against Indiana, they didn't look good at all. So it's really a hard team to figure out.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, it has been a frustration, especially with the way the season went last year and getting to the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, they kind of laid an egg in the West Finals, but against Dallas. But they had a really good season, and you know, the season last year, the Wolves started the first three games. They were 1-2, did not play well the first three games. And then literally like a month or a month and a half later, they were like 23-5. I mean, they just, right after those first three games, they got on a roll and just everything was in sync. And it just struck early on, like I said, that fourth game on, they just they figured it out and they started mowing down teams. And this year has been, like you said, you don't know what you're going to get. It's just, I mean, the way I see it, it's like they take a step or two forward, then they take a step back, then a step forward, then a step back. And it's been the entire season. And when I realized that's how it was going for the Wolves, it was probably a third of the way in, maybe, you know, December. It's like I started to notice this pattern with the Timberwolves. And my first thought was, they got to get out of this pattern, and it's got to be either a coaching decision or a trade. Sometimes a trade, you know, before the trade deadline in February can alter whatever negative pattern you're in, but they haven't been able to do it. They just have not been able to get out of this pattern, and here we go. We're approaching April, and they're still doing this, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, and it's not easy to point at one thing, like it's one guy or they're not doing this well, because, yeah, you know, once again, Friday night, they had no trouble with the Suns, and the Suns have their own issues. I think we're starting to see Kevin Durant, and just a sidebar on that, there's a lot of talk that maybe Kevin Durant could end up in Minnesota next year. I mean, there's been rumors because, you know, Kat and he are buddies now, and so on and so forth. Great player. Great career, but I don't know. I don't see it or how it's a benefit. Because once again, you know, Father Time's undefeated, and, you know, Kevin Durant's been around a while.
Yeah, no, it's I've heard that rumor too. I don't know if I see that happening. It just seems like, you know, he's been a great player, but you just kind of, I mean, it's like, what? Look at what's going on in Phoenix. I mean, that's been, I mean, they built that team to get, I mean, the big problem for the Suns, to me, was getting Bradley Beal and taking on that contract. So getting Durant at the time to put with Booker, okay, I was like, I like that. But then they went with the wrong third guy in Beal and his monstrous contract. You know, had you gotten, like, say, a Jimmy Butler instead of Bradley Beal, then that might have really worked potentially. But no, you're right. I mean, it's almost like you've grown, you know, and if you're going to trade for Durant, if that's what the Wolves eventually do, you know, you're probably giving up Naz Reid and Jaden McDaniels or something like that. And you've really grown with those guys the last five seasons. And it's easy always to kind of get some, you know, star player that's been, you know, who's you know, up there in age, and to kind of get drunk on a guy like Durant or whoever else you're talking about that's been around a long time, and you kind of get, you slip off the track of being a team like a franchise like Minnesota, where, you know, if you're going to win something big like an NBA championship, you got to draft well and you got to develop guys. That's how you win in Minnesota if you're an NBA franchise. So, and it's easy to pull the trigger on a Durant deal and kind of lose track of, you know, what's really going to get it done for you, and that's kind of drafting and developing. So I don't know if that's going to happen. That's down the road. But Phoenix, yeah, that's a team that's built to win a championship now, and look what's happened the last couple of years with the Suns. Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, and the Suns are not even close. They could still get into the play-in. They sit a game behind the Dallas Mavericks right now. So, you know, they could certainly get in, and then, you know, you never know. They could get hot and flip a switch. But the Timberwolves still have a chance to get into the top six. I'm intrigued to see the next game for the Timberwolves in this Detroit team. What a turnover. One of the dregs of the NBA for a number of years. They have turned it around. They're 10 games over. This is a team headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good example. You know, Detroit, it's like, you're right. I mean, in fact, I just read something this morning about the Pistons that this is, with their win. I mean, they beat Cleveland. They beat Cleveland last night. And that, I mean, that's a great win for, and that's without Cade Cunningham. He didn't even play for the Pistons, and they still beat Cleveland. And with that win last night for the Pistons, Steve, that ensures that they will have a winning record in the first time in since 2016 for Detroit. So, yeah, they've been a doormat for a long time, and they've lost a lot of games, and they finally, you know, you got a guy like Cunningham who's developed and really come on, and but they've drafted some good young talent through the years, and they've gotten some key veteran guys like Malik Beasley's had a good season shooting the ball, former Timberwolf. Hardaway Jr., he's had a good season. Tobias Harris for a while earlier this year. So they got a few veteran guys that have played well and, you know, that have helped that team kind of develop. So, but you feel good for those franchises that have forever been terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're coming on. I get sick and tired of the NBA when it's just, you know, it's the Clippers, it's the Lakers, it's the Heat, it's New York. It's just kind of the sexy franchises in the big cities or on the coasts. You need to have some of these other teams having success too. To me, it's not a good look for the NBA if Detroit's forever terrible or Charlotte or whatever team you want to talk about. So to me, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and no doubt, good challenge for the Timberwolves with just 8 games to go in the regular season, and the teams have identical record, Timberwolves and Pistons. That is a Sunday night tilt, 6 o'clock, Sunday night at Target Center, not Monday night, as maybe I mentioned. And then on Tuesday, they'll be out in Denver and take on the Nuggets, and they've certainly had success with the Nuggets. So some big games early in the week for the Timberwolves. Hey, Kev, always good to visit with you, and we'll visit down the road.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, there he is, Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Big thanks to our producer, Lindsey Brown. I was on early before the ball game today, as Shaletta had the day off, and then here we are after the Twins' 5-1 loss to the Cardinals. In a moment, we'll go outdoors with our good buddy Steve Carney. Have one more update on the weather here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.